Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.
If you've ever seen the movie Perfect Storm, where all of the elements come together and create lightning and waves and winds, and it's the perfect storm, I would say that would be how I was, with rage, anger, tears, depression, betrayal, hurt, pain. The list just goes on. I don't think there's an emotion out there that I didn't feel when I discovered Michael had been lying to me and had been doing things that I didn't know about and didn't want him doing. I was just devastated.
And what kind of boundaries did you try to start by having in your house? And did he get kicked out? Did he?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question, Bill. Well, sleeping in the same bed with me, being in our bedroom, was totally off limits. I remember for what seemed like weeks or months, and it probably was, sleeping behind a locked door with him in the other room and one or both of us crying ourselves to sleep.
So that was went on for how many years?
Well, when this happens to me or to anyone else, I really I feel that time is needed. Many times men want their wives to get over it real quickly. Many times women want to make a decision real quickly, like, I'm out of here, I'm done. And I counsel women that I meet with to not to make a decision for a year, which when an infidelity, whether it's like in my case, pornography, cruising, whether it's a full-blown emotional affair, sexual affair, they want to make a decision now. They want to stop the bleeding. 6 weeks, 3 months feels like a long time. A year feels like eternity. However, it really takes at least 1 year to be able to walk through the steps, to be able to make a decision. Is there hope for this marriage? Is it over? And for the wife to have a chance to heal, because this is a shock to her, the betrayal. It's much like being in a severe car accident where you're rushed into ICU.
When you made this discovery, am I right, you had not been married very long?
No, we hadn't. We had been just celebrated our third wedding anniversary, and I caught Michael in a lie and found out that he'd been living a double life, and I was devastated. I was a young woman in my early to mid-20s. I had idealized a Christian man and Christian marriage and had hopes for children. And at that point, I thought, oh, you know, this is what I saved myself for. You've got to be kidding me. I felt betrayed by God, betrayed by Michael. I was hurt. I was angry. And I thought, we haven't been married long enough to go through something like this. Surely this happens to people who've been married 20 years and they've got some ground underneath them. I didn't feel like we had any good foundation to begin with. And in fact, we really didn't. That was the one thing that I sensed the Lord was saying, is what you've had is a house of cards. You know, you've built your house on the sand. If you really want a real marriage, build your house on me, the rock. And we've now been married 23 years, so 20 years later, now I'm able to see the difference between a house on the sand and a house on the rock.
Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.